Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on this Friday, February 24th. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy on the Did You Know Show, where you learn something new every day, and you want to enlighten us first, Noah?
I sure can. So I like mysteries, right?
Yeah.
So I got a little mystery for y'all. So do you know what Mary Celeste is?
I don't think so.
So it's a ship.
Okay.
And the date, it was back in 1872 is when this ship set sail. So here's the mystery behind it, okay? So the world's oceans are known to have swallowed many ships since the dawn of the age of sailing. It just happened in the 16th century. But no story is quite like this case of the Mary Celeste. On November 7th of 1872, the Mary Celeste set sail for Genoa, I believe is how you're going to pronounce it, or Geno. It's a Italian city. It was loaded with 1,700 barrels of alcohol as its cargo. Fast forward to nearly a month later, there was a British merchant vessel named the Dea Grata that spotted the ship about 400 miles east of the Azores in the mid-Atlantic area. But something was wrong. No one aboard the Mary Celeste was responding to any of their signals that they were trying to send to the ship. So they went over there to investigate. They boarded the ship, and the sailors found the ship was mostly undamaged but abandoned. There was little to no sign of struggle, and 6 months of food was still on the ship as well. Only the lifeboat and the navigation tools were missing.
Mm.
So, I mean, they still had all the survival stuff, all the food, everything on the boat, just the lifeboat and navigation tools are missing. The ship's captain and his family and the crew have never been found. Nobody has no idea where they went. Theories say pirates, an earthquake, maybe a mutiny. But, you know, obviously the most colorful is that they got attacked by a giant squid. But still, nobody has no idea. This boat was just floating out in the middle of the water in perfect contact.
Yeah.
In perfect condition. And the whole crew just gone.
Interesting. So you'd assume they tried to escape on the lifeboat since the lifeboat wasn't there, navigation equipment wasn't, but with like no sign of struggle or anything.
No struggle, no damage, nothing. Just an empty boat.
Weird. I wonder if, probably won't ever be figured out.
Right. But, yeah, you can't know by now, right. But that's pretty crazy.
That's crazy stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, did you know that caffeine improves bees' memory?
What?
Yeah, so when bees pollinate coffee flowers and some other plants, they get a caffeine buzz, unlike the one that we get after drinking coffee or whatever. And it's not just coffee plants that have the caffeine in them. Researchers estimate as many as 55% of flowering plants may have a caffeine-laden nectar in them. So studies have shown that bees return to caffeinated nectar plants more frequently than the ones without caffeine, which is as good for the plants as it is for the bees. And the caffeine seems to improve the bees' memory and also may act as a kind of reward for the buzzing creatures, making them more motivated to go to the caffeine flowers to try and pollinate them. And so the flowers containing the stimulant of the caffeine in them are pollinated more frequently by the bees, and it improves the bees' memories, and they are, more likely to go back.
I wonder how they know that it improves their memory.
I did too.
That's my question, because, I mean, if they're just basing it on the bees come to this certain plant, back to this certain plant more often so they remember where it is instead of forgetting it, that might just be because they like it.
Like the caffeine
more. So
not sure the details of why the memories is being improved. That's what it says. It's definitely kind of like I think Pavlov's dog, is that what it is? Where like if you do something you always go back to do the same thing. So it's kind of like that. But I never really thought about the fact that pollinating caffeine flowers and stuff like that, or coffee flowers and stuff like that would give you a caffeine buzz. But I guess bees are sometimes flying around.
Bees like caffeine, and then apparently somehow helps their memory.
Yeah, I guess so. Huh. All righty, that'll do it for this week on Did You Know Show. We'll be back with you guys next week, Monday through Friday, 2:45 p.m. You learn something new.